I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Tuesday. Good afternoon. A rainy afternoon. And welcome. This is the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Happy State Bank. Alongside Chris Sneed, I'm Choice Woodman. You can listen in via that mobile app just about anywhere.
Come on, give me. Come on, Oregon.
Even, well, I had New Hampshire because you said New Hampshire last week.
Well, I'm just trying to get you there.
Even in Effingham, New Hampshire. Ayo, Sneeder.
What's up?
How are we doing today?
Wet.
That was too much information. Thank you. Well, it is just a little...
I'm not. You know what? I'm not really wet. I'm really more moist.
That's good. It is pretty wet out there. A little rainy. Got a smidge of hail on my way in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Smidge. I mean, nothing that's going to call the insurance company over, but... Okay. But yeah, the Lord has opened up the floodgates. It's pouring out
needed
there.
Needed for my lawn. You usually get that one spring rain right about this time where you get your lawn going for the year and
it opens up and dumps.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's like the Lord just knows.
Yeah, yep. This was about the right time. So nice and. I went home this morning. I come up here early, get some work done, go home for like lunch ish. Mm-hmm. I went home this morning to lunch, took like a 20-minute nap. I did not want to get up. I mean, the rain outside, it just is perfect.
Rain weather. Sleep is the.
Oh, man. Yeah. What? Rain sleep and golf on the TV sleep. Those are two of the best.
Rain
that you
sleep
can find.
And NASCAR on the TV.
NASCAR. I was going to say that third.
Yeah,
that's third.
Fit the NASCAR. The problem.
I don't know. Something with Jim Nance's voice is really soothing. I mean, that is perfect sleep.
We go to the 13th green with Vernon.
I mean, a Sunday afternoon nap where you go to sleep, or the leading groups on like hole three, wake up about hole 14 or something.
You ride it home.
Watch the rest of it. I mean, there's something to that for sure. Rain sleep's just a whole nother thing that's pretty great. And gloomy outside, yeah.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did watch the game. Did you? I know you were talking about not watching.
I did watch the game. So I went to the Tadlock show.
Okay.
And watched that. And then went home and said, let's go watch the game. So we loaded up and went to a new place. I'm not going to tell you the name of the place because... Well, I don't think they're on the team.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they're not on the team.
Okay.
But it's a new place. It's been open here for just a little bit. And I don't...
Give us an area.
No, okay. I'm not going to do it because...
What does it rhyme with?
No.
Sounds like.
I tell you this.
Give us
this
synonyms
is a place
for the words.
This is a place that wants to be a restaurant, but it's really a bar. And... it is trying very hard to be a restaurant.
Is it the one you told me not to go to yesterday?
Yes.
You went back?
Yes.
You just told me, hey, let's not, I'm not going to recommend this place.
No, I'm not going to recommend.
And then he went back.
I went back because my buddy was doing karaoke there last night.
There it is. There's the draw.
It was. But the karaoke was going to be after the game.
Okay.
And so I just got to a point where I could not take it anymore. I asked for my standard drink. You know, can I get a tall Tito's with soda and a splash of cranberry and a lime?
Splash.
I got a tall vodka cranberry with no soda in it.
Okay.
And then I said, can I get another one? Can you ask them to put soda in this one? I don't want to be that guy. They came back out, and it had even less cranberry in it. It just had more water. Right. And I was like, and so I saw a dude there that I thought was like a manager type dude. And it turns out he was just another wait staff.
Oh.
But I said, hey.
Did you pull a bro on him?
I said, hey, I don't want to be that guy. I said, but I asked for Tito's with soda. Well, he said, I'll take and get you another one. They brought another one out. It had soda.
Better?
It's good.
Okay. All right.
Now, the problem
was...
people
want that .333 batting average, I'm just saying.
Well, the problem is it didn't have much Tito's in it.
Ah.
Now, the problem with this place is that I know how some of these college bars are. They tend to short pour you.
Yeah.
The college bars, because you know what? College kids are just glad to get a drink.
And they're skinny.
Yeah.
They don't need as much.
Well, and I'm just saying, and I'm not that I'm kind of some kind of a lush or anything like that, but I order my drink a certain way because I like it. I like my drink. I'm not like the group of guys sitting at the table next to me who are all just happy to have a drink in front of them and take whatever you bring them. I'm just...
Moral of the story, maybe you should stop going to college bars.
Well I went to this place because it was Monday night and there was going to be karaoke, and I was going to go do some karaoke after the game. That was the only reason I was there.
Did you sing?
No. I didn't even stay. And I told my buddy, I said, hey, man, I tried. I'm not going to be staying here for this. I left before the game ended.
So you're doubling down on your recommendation that you should not go there.
I went the night before. I told you about the meal situation. So last night, young Shelby came up there, and she was just going to get a salad and some chili. And the chili, first of all, the chili had beans in it. So they brought her bean soup with very little ground beef. And it had tomatoes in it.
Maters.
And I was like, what is that? It looks like something you'd feed your dog. And I'm thinking that some dogs wouldn't even eat this stuff. Wow. But then the 2 days in a row we had a wait person who blessed their heart. Last night I gave the young lady a $20 tip because everything that happened was not her fault. She tried. The night before, the young lady was on the struggle bus. In fact, she was probably driving the bus and making all the stops.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you the name of the place, but it's a new place. It's been open for a little bit, but you'll probably come across it. And it's trying very hard to be a restaurant, but it's really a bar.
Fair enough.
I won't tell you the name.
So, how was the game for you?
I don't care. I mean... two really good teams playing, you know, and then one really good team started pulling away.
Okay.
I mean, Zach Edey was they did the old UConn did to them what South Carolina really kind of should have done from the start to Caitlin Clark, which is you're going to get your 40, everyone else is going to get 20. That's basically what they did to him last night. So just score whatever you want, big fella. The rest of you guys aren't scoring anything.
That's exactly what they did to him, and it was a pretty good formula because no one else could score anything. And Zach Edey gets away with 15 extra fouls a game too.
That's not the name of the place.
I'm trying here.
Oh, this is a rain song.
Yeah, I think we might get some rain. Purple
rain.
Is this your number one rain song? It's the one you started with.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's the number one.
It's a long song.
On the rain playlist for you.
Yes, it is a very long song.
It's a long karaoke song, too.
I figured November Rain would be your favorite.
This is one of my favorite songs, but if I ever heard anyone start it with karaoke, I would just boo them off the stage because I wouldn't want to sit there.
My dog Oscar
sings this
song.
7 minutes of hearing it get ruined.
It's like a 7-minute song, man.
It's pretty long. You're listening to The Bottom Line. We'll have some headlines for you coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is The Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Tuesday. Listen to Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com, the 100.7 The Score mobile app, powered by Kansas State Bank. He's Chris Snead. I'm Choice Woodman. Keep your thoughts, your comments, your questions all coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We will continue to get to those like this one. Says, let's see, Blair Henley, two people put in, or Bullfighter put in. What were we talking about?
Henley. That was the Houston pitcher.
Oh,
that lasted a third of an inning.
Thank you. Thanks, Bullfighter. You got things covered. My favorite song is Rain, Rain, Go Away. I'm a mail carrier. Okay. I get that. Well, you're in a good part of the country, because if you lived in like Seattle, it wouldn't be great. Mark says, at my house on Leveland, I got 1 inch since 3 a.m. this morning. Man, I bet. I feel like my house has gotten more than that. I'll look when I get home. Are you a rain gauge person?
I have somewhere got one in the backyard. I don't know.
But you're not a check it every time?
I'm not going out there to check it every time.
That is definitely me. I'm the old man of the building, so.
I mean.
I like to know.
I had a rain gauge on the fence by the barn, and I could look at it if it was raining when I come walking in the house. But during one of those windstorms, the wind took it away and made it a projectile in the neighborhood. So
there you go. On3.com has put out their – I think that's where this originated, making sure they didn't get it from somewhere else. They put out a Field of 64 projection for college baseball.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you if you would take this for Texas Tech right now.
Hang on. Let me guess this right here. Three seed at Clemson.
No. You got the three seed part correct, but not the at. They have Clemson as the two overall seed.
I was figuring three seed at a national seed right now.
Do what?
Three seed at a national seed.
Sure, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm three seed at Oregon State.
No.
Let's see. Three seed at Arkansas?
They've got Oregon State as the four national seed. They've got Arkansas as the one. No. You've if this was a dartboard, you would have hit all around it so far.
Oh, my God. Three seed at Texas A&M?
There we are.
Oh, my gosh.
Texas A&M as the three overall national seed. Texas Tech as the three seed with Louisiana as the two and Bowling Green as the four. If
I would take that, Magic Genie, I would take that right now.
If Magic Genie offers that, you're taking it?
I would take that right now.
No, I think I'm not. I think I'm rolling the dice.
I would take that right now. If they said that because you're – the easiest series you have left is the one you got this weekend. And I don't disagree.
You're overcompensating for what TCU's been to this point.
I think that
you can't say anything is easier than what you've got at home because you haven't performed away from home.
This is true. But the team that's the best on the road in the league right now is coming to your place next week.
That's fine. I still have more faith that you're going to win at home than I do. I view it more from a Texas Tech lens, and until I see something away from home, it's going to be hard to believe in, especially on the offensive side. So you just largely haven't scored runs outside of Danlaw Field at Rip Griffin Park. So I'm not going to make a statement. Now, if you want to say, Sneed, that this is your easiest series, most beatable series away from home left, at TCU, at Kansas, at OSU, I can buy into some of that, but I wouldn't say that this is easier than OU or West Virginia at home.
You think that it's easier OU or West Virginia?
I think both of those series are more winnable than this weekend. I can absolutely see Tech winning.
I disagree with you. I love you, man. Disagree with you.
Oh, that's all right. But we can agree to disagree.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I hate you.
I hate you more.
And now we're supposed to do this in 2024. If you don't agree with my point, then I'm supposed to call you.
Why do you hate my kind?
That is such a bigotist view of you to think that you can win away from home. I want to touch you. That was unfortunate. You don't have the fluffs on today. It's still smooth.
Hug it out, fellas. Come on.
It's still smooth. So you would take that. Like
right now, I would take any projection that has Tech in a regional right now. I would take.
So you're at the point of in the tournament. Let's just get in.
2 weeks ago, I was concerned that this team was not going to win very many more games.
I know you were. And, you're a baseball guy that still rides the football wave in baseball sometimes.
No, I am a baseball guy that understands the ups and downs of a season, and I kind of chart and peak chart and when the team streaks begin and end. And so, because you know there's going to be a couple of slumps and there's going to be a couple of hot points. This team's getting their bats are getting to going again. You can hope you ride that for about 10 games, and then you know, I mean, we pitched it really well for 10 games and the bats went away.
They did, unfortunately.
And we're gonna have another moment like that. And I'm thinking that you know you've won the last six games by just absolutely bludgeoning the ball, just absolutely doing that, and not pitching very well.
Those games, yeah.
And it's about to, sometime here in the next 5 to 7 games, I expect the bats to go away for about 6 or 7 games.
So, if you're having to sit here and predict of your, how many baseball teams do we have? 13 right now? Of your 13 baseball teams, how many get in the tournament?
I was looking at the standings yesterday. I think right now Tech is in 6th place. I think 7.
Okay.
Because the Tech and UCF both have 8-7 conference records.
So right now, this particular projection has 5 teams in the tournament. Mm. They have Texas as one of the last 4 teams in. They actually have them as the last team in.
Yeah.
And they have TCU as one of the last or first 4 out.
Yeah.
Others of note, Oklahoma is a 2 seed in Arkansas. That's a pretty tough draw.
Good luck with that, man.
UCF is the 16 overall national seed.
I saw that. They love them some UCF. And
well, you look at the
their RPI is ridiculous.
It's number 6 right now. Yeah. So it's hard to – so there's that one. Other teams of note, Oregon, you played them earlier. They're they're number 2 in the Irvine Regional. Mm-hmm. Nebraska, the 14 overall seed. It's a team you beat earlier this year.
And that's – That win right there is actually one that you're going to really appreciate.
I think so. And probably the one you didn't think – you probably thought was the least valuable game going into that weekend.
And that's the win you're going to walk out of there going, thank God we got that one.
Oregon State, you obviously played them in Arlington. They're the 4 overall seed. Oh, I'm sorry. I did overlook a team. So they got 6 in. Oklahoma State, they have as a 2 seed in Dallas at the DBU Regional. Tennessee Tech played them earlier this year. They're the 5 overall national seed. Any others? Oh, there's another one.
7, so right?
There's 7.
Okay.
I overlooked 2 of them. It's hard to – well, this is not one where that's like formatted. It's like a scroll up and down the website, so you have to, you know.
Whose projection is that?
West Virginia, by the way. This is on 3. Sports.
Oh.
West Virginia, we don't have anything fresh from Baseball America or D1 Baseball. Nothing. Not. This one's the most recent projection there is.
Maybe we should put out a projection.
West Virginia is in the East Carolina Regional. Texas would be in the Florida State Regional as the 3 seed. I don't understand how that works because if they've got one of the 4, the first 4 out, but then Texas.
No, they're
3,
the last 4 in.
I mean, sorry, last 4 in. But then Tech has to go to the 3 seed A&M, and they get to go to 10 seed Florida State? Nah.
Just keep winning games, man.
That's what it comes down to. K-State in the Virginia Charlottesville Regional, by the way, according to this projection. Y'all can react to that. Would you take it? Would you not?
I'd take it right
now. I think
now.
I'm rolling the dice.
Right now.
I'm going to roll them.
Ask me that question again next Monday.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I might feel different after the trip to Fort Worth. It's the bottom line. Kaylee's Daily's next on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 Score and 107score.com. Choice Woodman, Chris Snead in the First United Bank Studio. You should do that song as a karaoke at some point.
Good song.
I believe it's Parachute by Chris Stapleton.
Correct.
Parachute,
yeah. Or just anything by Chris Stapleton. I'd like to see you get after it.
I'll sing Tennessee Whiskey.
Okay. Hey, Snead, did you know that we here at Raymar Communications are teaming up with The Home Zone to give away...
The Home Zone.
Thank you. Home Zone, helping make your house a home. We're giving away a total of $10,000. Now, for those... I think I got a question or two about this yesterday. It's not all 10 grand at once. You can actually win weekly cash.
What?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we're giving away weekly cash.
Straight cash.
I think we had a one of our sports station listeners win yesterday.
Nice.
Nicholas Barrera won $250.
There you go. He won yesterday. So you get straight cash, homie.
Love
I think it is actual cash, too. And they're going to give away a final cash giveaway at Two Docks on Thursday, June 20th of $2,500. So there is a grand prize at the end, but it's still, you can get weekly cash out of this thing. More times you enter, the more chances you'll have to win. Not a national contest, just a local contest. So make sure to listen right here on 100.7 The Score at 10:45, 12:45, and 2:45 for your word of the day. Your word at 12:45 is Bearcats.
Yeah.
Not with a K. We're not going Sam Houston here. That is the Sam Houston thing, right?
Yeah.
Bearcats with a C. That would be weird. That'd be C-E-A-R. No. Bearcats with a B and then a C at the end. B-E-A-R-C-A-T-S.
Care Cats. New children's show.
Sear Cats. So, Bearcats. Go type that in at 107thescore.com.
Sticking Care Bears. We've got Care Cats.
And then it'll get you entered for another chance to win that weekly cold hard cash. Thanks to our friends at
Home Zone.
That. All right, let's get to Kaylee's Daily.
Choice.
You didn't give us a call.
A call.
That.
Yeah. Clint. All right. Kaylee
you just feel
says,
empty oh, now that the owl off is over.
Well, hang on. Yeah, I
you
totally
just feel
I,
like you're.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like the day after
the,
you know,
the heart.
We've had the one shining moment. We've had all that stuff. So, it is time for Kaylee's Daily. It's brought to you every day at this time, of course, by me. Kaylee says, with the closing of the book of the owl off, let us shift our focus to a more docile animal, the care cat.
It's not funny.
Oh, it's really funny. Actually, she says the chinchilla. The chinchillas. Docile.
Have you ever felt one?
No.
It is one of the greatest. Like it.
Do you want to touch it?
No, it runs circles around your jacket.
I want to touch it.
Well, I would hope so.
No, that chinchilla fur, I think some people kill them to make them into jackets themselves. But I had a friend that
Have you not seen Jamie's chinchilla jacket that he wears every once in a while?
Obviously. I had a friend that had a chinchilla as a pet growing up, and it like, you it's
would
just
it
one
you?
Of the greatest feelings in the world, just touching that thing.
We had a class. you just couldn't help yourself, huh?
You just can't. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Chinchillas are small South American rodents. They also live in Dumas, apparently, and they're based in the Andean Mountains. And in Dumas. These small rodents are known most for their large eyes and ears and in their incredibly soft fur coat that Choice loves to touch.
I'm telling you.
Chinchillas have the warmest fur in the rodent family. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, actually.
Mm. Since they live at such a high altitude, they can experience temperatures of...
0 degrees.
20 degrees below freezing.
Even colder than zero.
Yeah, well, it's actually like 12 degrees. So... unless we're talking about Fahrenheit or Celsius.
Okay.
They're talking Celsius there probably because the rest
well,
of the world.
Isn't 20 below
Celsius freezing?
What
is freezing?
What is freezing? Huh?
But it's freezing.
32 and freezing zero in Celsius.
Well, we didn't. She didn't tell us what was Celsius or Fahrenheit, but she just said 20 degrees below freezing. Chinchillas have often been seen engaging in dust baths, where they roll around in dust piles to remove excess oil and moisture from their fur and skin. They do this instead of conventional cleaning methods to keep their fur dry and prevent it from freezing in their frigid mountain habitat. Can you imagine taking a dust bath here? I think I did a couple weeks ago.
I was about to say, that's like a daily.
Didn't we do that on Sunday?
When the wind is blowing.
Due to their soft fur, chinchillas were almost hunted to extinction because their fur was popular in the fur trade industry. Heathens. But these conservation and breeding efforts have brought this animal back from the brink. I give you the care cat.
Also known as the chinchilla.
We had a chinchilla as a school pet or a class pet in fifth grade.
Did you touch it?
What was his name?
We attempt Chili. It was the dumbest name ever.
Wait, if it's from the Andes, then...
We didn't spell it. We spelled it C-H-I-L-L-Y, where we got to name it as a class.
I was about to say, if it's like Chile.
Very
like,
unoriginal.
Okay.
And we tried, but that thing bit everybody. It
Mama
was
tried.
Kind of funny how aggressive that thing was.
Now, the chinchilla I got to pet, not aggressive at all. It was really kind.
Maybe Chile was rabid.
That's why Clint's the way he is.
That and being dropped on my head a bunch as a kid, maybe.
Well,
you don't know.
Possibly. Y'all can hit us up. Bobby Hot Dog says, I hope Woodman didn't Richard Gere that poor chinchilla. You're going to have to help me with context on that. Is there a movie where
Pretty
Richard
Woman?
Gere... is that what it is? Did he have a chinchilla coat in that movie?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know. Bobby Hot Dog says you still owe us the 845 word geos.
Wow.
Should I give it to him? I guess so. Yeah, I do owe the word. So,
The Richard Gere thing's the gerbil story being, let's say extracted.
Oh.
The 845 word, by the way, this is your bonus word if you weren't listening to the morning drive. That was Sooners. Sooners.
Brought to
so
you by
maybe I was trying to avoid it on purpose. So Sooners, you can go put that in as well on your website. Can Sneed only meow for the rest of this segment? Meow and sing?
Meow.
I would prefer not, but.
So I've learned. Meow.
What did you just sing? Or say at me?
Why don't you combine the two and do the meow mix jingle?
Meow, 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 meow.
Second verse.
Meow, 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 meow.
To the chorus.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Did you see your homeboy tossed out his gold medal that he won in the 1996 Olympics?
Who's my homeboy?
I don't know.
Who gave their gold medal back?
Gave it back?
Or tossed it out?
No, they tossed it out.
Oh, wait. Oh, they yanked it from him?
No, he tossed it out.
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq? Shaq Fu?
Shaq Fu in the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. The first thing he did when he won his medal, when he received it, tossed it out the car window. Before the gold medal game, USA basketball coach Lenny Wilkins told Shaq and that David Robinson was going to get more playing time because it was probably going to be his last game. Shaq was cool with that until he only ended up playing the last 2 minutes of the game. So Shaq only played two. He was not cool with that. He was so mad after the ceremony. He said, I drove home in my uniform, threw the gosh darn medal out the window on I-75. He never went back for it, and as far as he knows, it's never been found.
So he's saying out there, there's a buried treasure on I-75 somewhere outside of Atlanta.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm going to be.
He's going to cause road hazards.
I'm going to be going to a small trip tomorrow.
He said, surely someone's found it, but you would think that would actually turn up on the market somewhere, right? There's a random. Yeah. And that was fascinating. Have a good day, man. Stay dry.
That's impossible. I'm going to go find some lunch.
Do that. It's the bottom line on 100.7 score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Happy State Bank. You can take that mobile app just about anywhere with you. Even listen in up in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. Alongside Jamie Lent, I'm Choice Woodman.
Clint Scott. Who comes up with these names?
Someone, apparently.
It's like somebody came up with them just so you would have them for your show.
Or I could just be making them all up and y'all wouldn't even know, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. I feel like someone gives Clint the option to come up with names of towns. And he's like, all right, let's try this one out.
Yeah, that kind of sounds that way.
Welcome to Pickle Pants, Virginia.
It's probably a real place. Probably. Y'all keep hitting us up.
It sounds like something that Choice would wear.
No. I don't think I'd ever
like,
wear pickle pants.
Like, take the pattern on Clint's shirt.
Make pickles out of it?
Pickles.
All right,
and
now
you
we're
would
into
wear
something.
Them to golf in.
Or, okay, normal pair of pants, and there's two holsters on the side, but instead of, like, you know, your six-shooter, just pickles.
No, can I have at least one six-shooter? Can I do one pickle and one six-shooter?
No, two pickles.
Okay. So, dang it. Oh, speaking of naming, I don't want to run anybody through the mud, but because this isn't towards any singular person, but I hear that they're doing the voting for the new high school name. Have you heard what we already know? It's Memorial High School out at Friendship. Have you heard what the they narrowed down the three mascots?
I have not.
I was a little disappointed in what we settled in on.
Did we get the Liger?
We did not get the Liger.
Ah!
Didn't even get the Lion. That was one that was suggested by a lot of people. We got... Oh, I'm doing this off memory. I got two of the three in my head right now. Panthers was one of them.
Okay. No issues with that.
Wolves.
We got lots of both of those things in Wolfert.
Yeah, yeah. And then I've forgotten the other one because it was so generic it made my head hurt.
The Eagles.
Nah, it wasn't like...
The Bulldogs.
The Beagles.
The Beagles.
Oh, that's a great one.
Bark, Beagles, bark.
Because then you could play the Beagles versus the Eagles a lot. Because everybody else is the Eagles.
Was it the Bulldogs or perhaps the Wildcats?
Don't say... Yeah, no one suggests the Beatles or Chuck will...
Lose his mind
over that.
Those people on the morning drive, I'm told they lose their mind a lot.
Yeah, I heard someone... The one I wasn't expecting, you know. He does not care, people.
Couldn't have been me because I always choose Joy.
He made sure to tell everybody he chose Joy after he didn't care about 15 times. Oh, I get it. I get it. There are some things that, you know, set us off, whatever, but. And you weren't even set off. You were just...
I'm not. I'm totally not.
It sounded like, to me, you know, impartial observer.
Right.
Every time Jamie would say he didn't care, it sounded like he's convincing himself, trying to tell himself, I don't care. We really don't care.
And every time he said, I don't care. Every time he said, I don't care, he amped up another level.
Yes. Yes. So, there was that.
I'm not yelling. I'm just raising my voice.
If you people would just stop making me have to talk about those two things, I could live with joy in my life.
You know what? I just found something that would probably make Jamie not choose joy. If you had to sit through that, the Orange Power OSU podcast.
Yeah, I probably would not feel a whole lot of joy.
Be a little angry if we had to sit through that. So I just brought this up to Sneed, Jamie, and I want to get your take. The latest Field of 64 projection.
I have not seen this.
Well, this one's from On3. It's a recruiting sports website, whatever. Anyway, it's got 7 Big 12 teams in currently.
Okay, that's good news.
Texas is one of the last 4 teams in. TCU is one of the first 4 teams out currently. And it has your Red Raiders in. Before I tell you, would you take it automatically, just them being in the tournament? Or would you want to roll the dice before I tell you where they're at?
Well, clearly my guess is that you're telling me it's somewhere not fun as far as it's against a really good team. So
what's the worst thing of the projected teams out there? What's the worst place you would want to go to a regional right now?
Are you talking about for like the team I wouldn't want to play? Or are you talking about like not fun place?
Probably both.
I don't know.
You can't think of one that's...
I mean, I wouldn't want to go play at Arkansas just because I think that's
okay,
amazing atmosphere and the team's good. And
you have to hear that stupid Woo Pig Suey thing that you're going to hear next week. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's that. Can't you wait for that?
Super excited.
Well, you can't think of another one? How about a trip to College Station?
No, I would not enjoy that.
It's the 3 overall seed Texas A&M. Louisiana, Don't Call Me Lafayette, Raging Cajuns are the 2 seed in the region, Tech 3, Bowling Green 4. If some your magic genie hands you that.
I'd rather go to Arkansas.
You'd rather go to Arkansas. I'm saying if that was handed to you right now, it guarantees you're in the tournament. Would you take it right now, or would you rather roll the dice and hope for something better?
Here's my problem, okay? Some people can look at that and go, oh, that would be so awesome to take them down on their home field.
You don't think that way, I know.
I know I'm a choose joy guy, but all I can think of is, man, the Aggies ending our season would be painful.
Yeah, it would. A lot painful.
And if Tim Tadlock were here in the room, he would probably say, show a little confidence, Jamie.
Come on, Jamie.
Show a little confidence.
I think he probably would.
I'm cursed with always worrying about the downside.
Yeah, you are. I've noticed that about you once or
You're
twice.
You're the best around.
We need that confidence back, Jamie. Come on.
I didn't say I'm the best around. I said you're the best around.
Yeah, you're
I was
talking
singing
about
the choice.
Oh, okay. So you would not take that right now. It's a guarantee that you're in the tournament, but that's where you would be. You'd rather roll the dice and see if you get in somewhere else. Cuz I wouldn't. I would much rather just, hey, let's roll the dice, see if you can't improve your lie, even if that means you would miss the tournament.
I think I would roll the dice.
I think I would. I would much rather answer this question after we see what happens this weekend, too, because, you know.
Man, this weekend's big.
It's enormous. It is. You got a team that's 5-10 right now.
But we know that they're better at home, just like you. And we know that you struggle on the road,
yep,
just like them.
Yep.
And so you're playing on the road.
A few thoughts from you on the chat line. We'll get some of those coming up. And some power rankings of Big 12 teams for baseball next on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Tuesday. To Bottom Line on 100.7 Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Jamie Lint, joining you from the First United Bank studio. We'll have a question of the day para Clint coming up next. But right now we're going to do some power ranking of baseball. I don't think we've done this on this show since the season has started. We have hit the halfway point in the Big 12 season. So I want you, Jamie, and me, and Clint, if he would like, to run through and see how we look at the Big 12 Conference at that halfway point, our rankings. Seven teams, according to that projection I just gave, in the tournament currently. I think you've got as many as nine or ten that could get into the tournament. I think there's probably three that would be, you know, outside of tournament possibility at this point. It would be surprising if they found their way in. So it's a very, as we talked about, very mediocre league where everybody's kind of just the same. It's hard to figure out. But it may end up meaning you get a lot of teams as tournament teams and as few as one or none teams hosting as a regional host. They did have that particular website on three had UCF as the 16 national seed. So the very last spot.
Okay.
So they would be the one host out of the Big 12. I think it'd be hard to imagine the Big 12 champion not being a host, but we'll see.
This year, when you look at things right now, it's not that hard to imagine.
Yeah, yeah. And that's probably what will happen is you'll probably get the Big 12 champion as a 15 or 16 seed and go up against the one or two national seed after that. All right, so I'll let you, the expert, start off with your power rankings. You can take us from 13 to 1 if you want.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I said expert.
You said expert.
Yeah.
Okay.
The tad lad.
Number 13 on my list.
I'm sorry for that.
Baylor Bears.
Okay.
This is in order of how good I think they are.
Yeah, I was wondering if you would just go straight through the ranking or the standings and go in that order, but.
Mm-hmm. 13, I got the Baylor Bears. Number 12, I've got the Houston Cougars.
Okay.
Number 11, I got BYU. Number 10, I have TCU. Number 9, I have Kansas. Number 8, I have Cincinnati. I have the Red Raiders at number 7.
Okay.
I have Texas at 6. I have UCF at 5. Oklahoma 4, Kansas State 3, Oklahoma State 2, and I have West Virginia as the best team in the conference.
Okay. We definitely have some differences in ours right now. Mostly at the top. I've got a very similar bottom area to you. The Houston Cougars I have at 13. Just because they've – and mine's more the what have you done for me lately, I guess. Not necessarily projecting towards the end of the season what I think they'll do. Mm-hmm. Houston's lost 11 games in a row. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So I got Houston at 13.
I just think they have a much better lineup than Baylor. I think their starting pitching is better than Baylor.
Okay. I think Baylor has a better overall staff than Houston.
Maybe. Maybe their bullpen's definitely better than Houston's.
But maybe I'm just blinded by what you did to Houston versus what they did to Tech. Houston 13, Baylor 12, BYU 11. Same bottom three. TCU 10.
Same as me.
Same as you. I got Kansas at 9. Mm-hmm. I've got Texas down at 8, and this is another one of those what have you done for me lately. Texas, and maybe it's more of a shot at, like TCU, they have a bunch of talent, and I'm like, how are you not winning more games?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the team I saw come into Lubbock, the offense I saw, how are you not finding a way to win more games? Kind of surprising to me. But I got them at 8 right now. Cincinnati at 7 after they're coming off of a sweep. 6 Tech, 5 Kansas State, 4 Oklahoma State. I got West Virginia at 3, OU at 2, and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. UCF Knights at 1. I think they may be the most consistent team so far in the Big 12. And maybe that's just why I've got them at 1, but they haven't had the major swings of up and down, it seems like most of the teams have.
Mm-hmm.
They're
probably a more veteran team than anybody else.
I would wonder if they're the oldest team in the Big 12.
That would be my guess.
Took an average age I would guess they're probably probably in that category. Clint?
I have the same up until Kansas as far as bottom to nine. And then I have Cincinnati at eight. I have Texas at seven. Tech at six. Kansas State at five. Oklahoma State four. UCF three. West Virginia two. Oklahoma one.
All right. So we all have a different top three.
Yeah, I'm definitely not sold on Oklahoma at this point.
Because of what they did last week, or?
Just having seen them, they didn't just blow me away.
It's fair. So Snead made, you know, that guy, he sometimes makes, you know, just very bold statements.
Okay.
I wouldn't call him a hot take artist, but he has hot takes at times. He said that this weekend's the easiest series Tech has left on its Big 12 schedule.
And it's on the road?
Yeah, and that's what my disagreement was. I say both OU and West Virginia are easier to me just because you play better at home than you do on the road.
I'll take the easiest one you have left as home against Oklahoma.
That's where I would go. And then I put West Virginia too, just because it's at home. And you've historically protected your home field under Tim Tadlock. And outside of the Texas series, you've done that this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just cannot buy in on the road until I see something. See the offense have a little bit of a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that happens on Friday night. We'll see. So I'm assuming the travel schedule for the team has changed where they go from Abilene to Fort Worth now? Is that how they're going to do it, or do you know?
Yes, I think they'll drive tomorrow
right
to Abilene, play tomorrow night. I think they'll spend the night in Abilene and then head travel to Fort Worth.
Because they would be going there Thursday anyway, so no reason to come back and drive the extra miles back to Lubbock. And so, I mean, this is kind of a true road trip you're going into. A lot of times in college baseball, we call it a road trip or consecutive games away from home.
Yeah, you haven't been good on the road, and now you've been given a long one.
Yeah, this one, six in a row.
Have to grow up in a hurry.
Six, one, two, three, four.
Six games in 8 days.
Six in 8 days. One series against the preseason projected favorite to win the league. Hadn't lived up to it, but you know there's talent on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Another pair of games against the number one team in the country. In one of the most difficult environments in the country. So, yeah, this is as big of a test as Texas Tech has moving forward. This from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Leave Jamie alone, choice. He brings sanity and common sense to us in the morning. Somebody's got to. Shelly says, this choose joy, Jamie, is the best shtick you've ever done. It's gold and just a little creepy.
It's not shtick.
I love that she called it shtick. It's not? Where did you get that from, the whole choose joy thing? Was it? You live in a house full of women, so someone had to have told you that, right?
I think that there is at least one, but probably there are probably multiple T-shirts, sweatshirts that have been through the house at some point that said "Choose Joy."
So
that the daughters or the wife has worn.
So you just decided to adopt it after seeing it on a shirt.
I think it's a good way to go.
It is a great. I mean, it's a great.
I'm thoroughly
mantra.
Enjoying
I like
life,
it.
Choosing joy.
Good.
You guys should follow me.
All right, we'll be your followers. It's the bottom
from a
line. From a distance, as long as I can't touch your shoulders. We'll see. It's the bottom line. Got a question of the day from Clint next on 100.7 Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Tuesday. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 100.7. 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman and Jamie Lint here in the First United Bank studio. We'll talk some national championship. We got odds out for the 2025 college basketball championship. The day after the...
That's usually when they come out, right?
Yeah.
Pretty soon after.
These might be my favorite ones, though, because nobody has a set team.
Yeah, no one's got especially a team
now.
Anywhere.
Nobody.
There's especially so many now. Teams that... like. Isn't Arkansas down to zero players at this point?
Zero.
Yeah, Arkansas doesn't have a single player. Yet I think they're in this. Because Calipari's the coach. So mm-hmm. they're basing that off of the coach. Anyway, we'll get into that in a little bit. Right now, it's time for Clint's question.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day. Brought to you by someone not named Jamie.
Gentlemen, I would like to go to the sport of college football, if you will go on the same journey with me. If this will help, I would look up the Big 12 standings for college football last year. Okay? Now, before I ask this question, I'm going to go ahead and take out your... don't worry about the new four coming into the Big 12. So just the Big 12 teams that are coming into this season that also played in the conference last year. So obviously you can also take out Texas and Oklahoma because they'll be gone. I want you to pick a team with a winning conference record who you think is most likely to have a losing record next year, and then vice versa.
Pick a team with a winning conference record.
From the Big 12 last year.
Uh-huh.
That you think would be most likely to have a losing record, and then the opposite as well.
We're just going off of conference games.
Yes, conference record.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you go first, Jamie, if you have one.
I'm thinking.
For, forgive my lack of listening. This was football, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure. All right, I'll go. Well, I pause. I'm like, he said football, right? And then I've got football standings up. What if he said basketball? So this cannot be one of the new four teams.
I think BYU is the team that had a conference losing record last year that will be above 500 this year.
Mm.
2-7 last year.
Oh. No, let me change my mind. I want to go UCF. I'll go UCF.
What were they, 4-5?
3-6.
3-6. Oh, gosh. I'd forgotten that they were 3-6 last year. Because it felt like they had a better season than they did. I don't know why.
I think with UCF, so you had some weird things that happened that made it seem like they had a little bit better of a season. Like, I think the almost beating Baylor to start off the year already made their season kind of screwy, but they lost. They had a fine appearance in Manhattan with a backup quarterback, but they lost. And then when you go, like, recency, oh, well, they were one of the ones who knocked off Oklahoma State and pounded them in the rain. And then we got a close look at them here in Lubbock. That was a close game. Wonky stuff that went on. So I feel like when you look back at their season, it was an odd first year and had a lot of strange happenings. And when we look, and I also thought that they would perform the best of the new teams in mm-hmm. the Big 12 and could even compete maybe to be a higher-end team, and ultimately they were a losing record, average, probably on the underside of the average there in the conference, you know, just slate.
So we're not allowed to pick Colorado, right?
Correct.
They had a losing record.
That's why I didn't want you to go with Pac-12.
Because I do think that would be my pick if we were allowed to. If not, I feel like it has to be UCF. Like, who else out of that group is going to jump up this year? You might say TCU. I'm not buying. They didn't seem to get better. They don't seem like they're getting better. It's got to be UCF to me. And the hard thing is, you look at the conference standings last year. There's no one that went 4-5. The best sub 500 record was 3-6. So it's not like you can find that one team that was right on the edge.
Right.
So yeah, I think UCF is the answer on that front. For the team that had a winning conference record,
This one is harder, I think.
It's way harder, but I think maybe the only one that I feel like outside of Tech, if Tech fell flat, would be West Virginia. I think West Virginia, if it was just 1 year of magic under Neil Brown saving his job, and they played a lot of close games last year. And if those close games flip over, I could see them.
I'm with you.
With like a 4-5 record. I don't think it'd be way falling off, but I could see them.
West Virginia and UCF were my answers.
Yeah, I even look, maybe Iowa State, that's the other one. Did they just have some sort of magical year last year?
That's a good answer.
Iowa State was they're my biggest kind of low floor could compete ceiling as well.
Okay.
I just don't know what they're going to be. Where, and I was going back and forth because I agree with UCF, but I was going back and forth between Iowa State and West Virginia. I feel like West Virginia has a little more consistency there in the season, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that they'll for sure have a winning record in the Big 12. I feel like what hurts West Virginia too is, on one hand, they know who they are, but if you can figure out their offense, which isn't that complicated, they don't have a lot of just like diversity in what they do to attack you. They don't have any just, you know, crazy things that you haven't seen in the Big 12 before. So if you can stop their run game, if you can contain Garrett Green, then that's a team that you can handle their offense. So year two, I'm with you, Choice. Does the magic, does the Neil Brown situation, does that fizzle back down? And do they just kind of, and I don't think they'll be bad, but are they average to where they're like a 4-5 in the Big 12? Could totally see that.
So if you want to go by Vegas odds on what Vegas would say the answer was, West Virginia was the answer according to Vegas. They're picked what? 1, 2, 3. They're picked 9th in the league, according to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
9th out of the 16 teams. The next closest that would fall off, Oklahoma State. Vegas does not like OSU at all, for whatever reason. Does not think OSU is going to be able to repeat what they did last year. So, and then Iowa State was next. UCF was the answer, according to Vegas, on the team that should hop up the highest. They are picked 6th in the league, right behind the Texas Tech Red Raiders at 5th.
Mm-hmm.
These are all just Vegas odds to win the conference.
It'd be interesting to see if UCF does the same thing in football that they've done with baseball. They do it with football and basketball, really, and that's go after a bunch of
old
veterans players.
I think that's the fastest way. I mean, it's the old way of what coaches would do to patchwork with junior college, right?
Mm-hmm.
We used to see that all the time, and football probably a little more than anything, but coaches, when they're trying to patch from 1 year to another, especially coaches that are coming in just trying to bridge a gap, we saw them do that with – but it's a lot more surefire to go after guys in the portal than it is to get guys from junior college that probably hit at a 50% clip at best.
So they've got 15 incoming transfers, and one of them will be their starting quarterback, KJ Jefferson, the Arkansas transfer. So it looks like that's exactly what they're doing.
That's a lot. It is, yeah. And they've got a great class coming in from high school. I think UCF, like a lot of people predicted, I mean, it's kind of a giant in football that can really
– it's worked for them really good in baseball, and so – man, you would think football would be the one that would work the best for him, though.
You would think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, Florida is a hotbed. We know that. So I think baseball, Florida is a hotbed as well. And, man, they've really found some success. Still just the halfway point. But, yeah, good question. Tough. Kind of a tough one there
because
you don't really project teams to be a lot different than they were the year before. But someone's going to do it. We see it every year. Someone will jump way up and someone's going to fall off hard.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.